This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Countdown, ladies and gentlemen. Andrew McCabe. Decision has been made to indict him.
Exactly. The breaking news today is that U.S. Attorney Jesse Liu has chosen and decided already, has made the referral, and the referral has been approved and authorized to indict Andrew McCabe, the former director of the FBI, the former deputy director of the FBI, the key decision maker in the Clinton email case, the Clinton Foundation case, the orchestrator of the Spygate and coup attempts against the President of the United States, for his false statements to the FBI, for his false statements to the Office of Inspector General, for his illicit leaks to the media, for his attempts to illicitly spy on the President of the United States. All of that is going to be the basis and the reason and the predicate for an indictment, the first ever indictment against an acting director of the FBI who had ever been in any high-ranking position in the FBI. It's an extraordinary case where the first deep state indictment, really since Mark Felt in the late 1970s, who ran COINTELPRO and was known as Deep Throat, who secretly took out the Nixon administration. That's how significant and consequential this indictment is, because the way the process works is there's a doctrine called the delegation doctrine. It's a constitutional process about who has the approval and who has the authority to indict. While a grand jury has an indict, only a U.S. attorney can bring that case to the grand jury for the purposes of an indictment. And the way that works is the U.S. if it's a particular kind of case, tax case has to go to a particular U.S. attorney in charge of the tax division. If it's a certain kind of political case involving a high-ranking government official, then it has to be approved of by the deputy director, the deputy U.S. attorney, the number two in the United States Department of Justice, which is Jeffrey Rosen. Today it's reported that he has approved it. That means the indictment is coming within days, within weeks. Andrew McCabe will be indicted by the Department of Justice for his crimes against the President of the United States and on behalf of the Clinton family.
And against the voters of this country and our electoral system and our republic, and this aura of invincibility, of infallibility of the Clinton crime machine and the Obama crime machine will then evaporate, and you'll start seeing many others turn state evidence very, very quickly. This is a giant moment for the republic. This is approaching the level of when the British sued for peace 240 years ago. This is so massive, ladies and gentlemen, and you're going to see major counterstrikes, though. I suspect if they're ever going to try to kill Trump or ever try to stage a big terror attack or something, this is when the deep state is about to fire all barrels.
Well, in fact, I would say that this message is partially that, because apparently the source for this story coming out is McCabe himself. It's McCabe's legal team sending the message, by the way, I'm about to get targeted, I'm about to get hit. So it's a peculiar kind of timing. If I was McCabe's people, I wouldn't necessarily put this out to the public. Now, he did raise almost $700,000 for a legal defense fund and earlier, so maybe he's been planning on doing a fundraiser.
What about Arkansas? What about his family getting life insurance on him? I mean, I think this guy has as much longevity and a shelf life of Jeffrey Epstein.
Well, there's two things about McCabe. He has made clear to everybody for a long time that he'll rat out anybody and everybody to save his own hide. That's number one. Number two, he's the source of letting everybody know, hey, by the way, he's about to get indicted. So that's a very sort of peculiar thing to do if you want to protect yourself. The third aspect with him is that, if you're an insurance company, would you give life insurance right now to Andrew McCabe without some special exceptions for unusual and unexplained deaths?
Kayak accidents.
Yeah, say, look, you know, we will insure
heart
you.
Heart attacks, slipping and...
It will insure you as long as your death can be fully and completely explained. But any unexplained death, sorry, no insurance for that. No sudden, weird ways of...
Car wrecks.
Yeah, no car wrecks. No weird way, no sudden unexplained heart attack.
No falling downstairs.
Yeah, exactly. No, none of that. Committing suicide while you're temporarily in federal custody under a video camera. Nothing like that. So it will be interesting to see. Now, he does have intel and information literally on everybody. I mean, if you wanted to talk about a deep state hatchet man with all the information and intel, it is Andrew McCabe.
Covered up with the Clintons, the foundation,
emails. Ran the counter-espionage unit. So, I mean, you're talking about a guy who knows everything about Peter Strozik, knows everything about everybody and everything.
And had access to all the panopticonic big tech surveillance grids and everything else. Another stuffed suit, another white shoe boy about to burn because he thought he could take down an elected president. He thought he could be a Chi-Com Aaron. and the Chi-Coms are going to pay. America is rising. Stay with us.
With the daily wear and tear of the environment on our skin, it's only natural that it starts to crack to take damage. Wind, heat, water, and age are telltale signs that it's time to start taking care of your skin. With the InfoWars Super Silver Cream, you can keep your skin feeling silky smooth and begin to heal the damages of the world around you. Created with ingredients like coconut oil, vitamin E, and the incredible Silver Sol formula, InfoWars Silver Cream works triple duty, supporting the beautifying and protecting of the skin in a fast, non-greasy formula. Small and easily stored, it can support dry and damaged skin to reduce fine lines and wrinkles while smoothing and softening calluses. With none of the harmful ingredients found in other formulas, you can be sure this Silver Cream is hard at work, promoting the healing of your skin. Don't miss out on the new Silver Sol powered, can't-miss formula. Get the InfoWars Super Silver Cream today.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
There must be some kind of way out of here.
There must be some way out of here.
To the Joker, to the thief.
To the Joker, to the thief.
Too much confusion.
There's too much confusion.
Oh, you're about to get the relief.
I can't get no relief.
We're back live, ladies and gentlemen.
Businessman, drink my wine. Plowman, dig.
We have Matt Bracken, best-selling author, former Navy SEAL, smart patriot, taking over in the next segment. And then we're going to be back throughout the day. Owen Schroyer, the War Room. It's all part of the live coverage of Clown World 3. Houston, we have a problem. We've got reporters on the ground there. You can feel the energy in the air. The whole show's been amazing today. And then it popped up on the left-hand side of DrudgeReport.com from Fox News. And I'm not telling Drudge what to do, because it is the big showdown of Elizabeth Warren and Biden. That's a big top story, but not compared to that Fox News one right there below it. Because the way Fox writes it, you're not sure what's really being said there. U.S. Attorney recommends proceeding with charges against McCabe as DOJ rejects last-ditch appeal. But following how the process works, I knew what it meant. And then I asked Robert Barnes, a famous criminal lawyer, and he laid out exactly what it meant if you just joined us. So let's play the Fox News piece that doesn't quite get it right. And then we'll lay out why this is so big. The decision has been made to prosecute him. It's on. This isn't a court appeal. This is an appeal to the Deputy Attorney General. This is the first time an FBI director, because he was acting FBI director, has been indicted. This means no more Mr. Nice Guy in the deep state. No more political parties playing games and patty cake. Trump's going to war. Big tech better get ready. Everybody better get ready. Because they tried to overthrow an elected president. They're trying to overthrow the borders. They're on the Huawei Tricom payroll. And America's finally decided to fight for its life. We may still lose, but at least we're going to go down fighting. And I say we have the initiative and history on our side. And all these slack jaws that bought the propaganda and signed on to the anti-American crap, they're going to feel like fools when they lose. This is a very serious time for our country. And the poison injected into us by the globalists of Hollywood, it's a pyrrhic victory unless we get God again and reverse what's happening. Because we may beat the Chi-Coms, we probably will. But can we then not crawl off from the poison already injected in us and die as a society from corruption later? Here's the Fox News report. Then we'll have constitutional and criminal lawyer Robert Barnes decipher it. Here it is.
My business is investigations, evidence, finding information, and exposing that information when the American public has a right to know it. I'm not a political person. I'm not a political operative.
Right.
Well, that was former acting FBI Director Andrew McCabe claiming he isn't political. But now the Philadelphia Inquirer is reporting that the disgraced former FBI official will headline a Democrat fundraiser in Pennsylvania later this month. No, not political at all. Just raising money for the Democrats. Now, remember, President Trump fired him in March of 2018 after this IG report came down saying he leaked information to the media, wasn't forthcoming about it, and the inspector general is still investigating. Joining me now, Joe DiGenova, former U.S. attorney, and Jason Chaffetz, former chair of the House Oversight Committee, Fox News contributor, author of the brand new book, Power Grab. Go grab it. All right, Joe, the mask is really off. on McCabe, is it not now?
Oh, absolutely. He and Comey have done irreversible damage to the FBI as an institution. But this is not surprising. This is a seamless transition from the private partisan political activities he conducted with Comey and others, especially on behalf of his wife, who was running for a Virginia Senate seat while he was getting hundreds of thousands of dollars for her from a Clinton operative. Now he's just public with his Democratic partisan politics. He's a disgrace to the FBI, and he's kind of a pajama boy. As you watch him, there's something about kind of weakly masculine about him. He's a little strange.
Yeah, he doesn't scream.
No, but that's the kind of people, by the way, Comey surrounded himself with. You look at him, they're all diminutive, they're weird, they're
Comey's
skinny,
like 100
they're strange.
Feet tall.
They're all strange.
Yeah, the other
very,
ones
very
are,
strange people.
Those are odd. Jason, the fundraiser, just in case you want to get your ticket, Congressman, is it's purchased through ActBlue. Okay, they range from $80 to $160. The more expensive speaker circles tickets, Jason, come with access to a private reception. So if you want to be lied to your face, you can go to the President's Circle event. Okay, looks like there's still quite a few tickets left, but there's also ones down at $32.50. I guess get a signed copy of his book for $32.50.
This is so terribly tone deaf. He's on the receiving end of one of the most scathing IG reports there's ever been. There's at least two more IG reports that are coming out.
Now,
we
again,
know
this
that
is
Mr.
The report
Durham,
posted
the
in the
US
bombshell
attorney
article.
U.S.
attorney recommends proceeding with charges against McCabe as DOJ rejects last-ditch appeal. We went and checked. Barnes is a criminal lawyer. He's been following very closely, most of the time from D.C., and this means that they are indeed going forward with a criminal prosecution, indictment, you name it. And this is going to send shockwaves through. We told you this was going on last year. We told you this year. And he's the bag man. He arrogantly committed all these crimes. He ran this for the Clintons. They're letting, at least for now, Comey go. But by getting McCabe, Comey has been told by Congress, you're still in the crosshairs. How do you expect this to unfold? There's a lot of ways it could, but this is a big deal.
Oh, yeah. I mean, first of all, this means that he is going to be indicted. That's what this is. The way the process works is the delegation power to choose who gets indicted or the recommendation is the recommendation to the grand jury. That's what takes place. So the U.S. attorney says, I'm going to recommend the grand jury indict you. If it's a tax case or you're a high profile political person, it has to get approved by someone higher up in the Justice Department. In tax, goes to the tax division. In this case, it goes to the deputy, the number two under the Department of Justice, right under Barr. The number two is Jeffrey Rosen, and he makes that.
He replaced Rosenstein, who was all giving him carte blanche to commit crimes, lying to Trump and saying you're not under investigation when he and McCabe were running it.
Exactly. So that's why it was key.
That little weasel needs to be indicted.
Well, the long issues with Rosenstein. Many of my highest profiles wins were against cases he made the mistake of recommending. But the fact that Rosen came in and said yes, and this is referred. And notice he refers to. So the email says. The U.S. attorney's decision in the matter. What that means is they've already decided to indict. Andrew McCabe will now be indicted. The only person who could have stopped it is the deputy director. He has said, no, I'm not going to stop it. It is full throttle with the U.S. attorney's office.
And so, quote, that administrative appeal failed.
Exactly. And really what it is it's not even, I wouldn't call it an appeal or an administrative. What it really is it's who has the final authority. So the U.S. attorney said, hey, I'm going to go to the grand jury and indict you, but under the law, I don't have that final authority. The number two of the Department of Justice does. So you can go to him. And so
he's the one putting out that he's about to be indicted. How long? A week? 2 weeks?
It could be tomorrow. So it could be tomorrow. It could be several weeks. It could be a few months. So what will happen is it'll depend on when the grand jury meets. So they'll walk down to the grand jury. And when the U.S. Attorney's Office requests the grand jury to indict, the grand jury indicts 99.7% of the time. So
the feds convict on this type of deal most of the time. So I would look for him to be Arkansas-ed.
It'll be interesting. He is in D.C., so that's favorable to McCabe.
Oh, yeah, they even let off the senator with the little girls there.
So you never know. It's a very Democratic bias. They've been doing jury nullification in the case. So everybody's going to be watching this. So the now Lou knows that she's under massive pressure to secure a conviction, that the credibility of the U.S. Department of Justice depends on a successful prosecution of Andrew McCabe. But what it also means is he has all the intel and all the information. He is literally...
Hold on, we're going to come back with Matt Brackens. I want him to take over, but I want you to finish with this, then we'll get some lunch. We didn't even have breakfast. We've been working so much, not complaining, but we got to eat. And don't forget, you're in the middle of our live coverage of Houston. We have a problem. The Democrat debates in Houston. We got two different crews down there. I'm going to be here live. We're live right through, 11 o'clock tonight. Central, so tell everybody about band.video. That's where all the live feeds are. It's where all the posts are. Works really great. Works on all your devices really good. Band.video is the next level of Infowars.com/show. Please tell your email, tell your Facebook, tell your Twitter, tell your instant message. Tell people by word of mouth, hey, you want to see independent banned coverage of the criminal Democratic Party on the Chi-Com globalist payroll? You want to hear Americans fighting back? You want to learn about McCabe about to be indicted? Infowars.com/show and band.video. Whatever you do, band.video. Share that. We're on the march. The empire's on the run. And don't forget, I've got 10 different of our top 10 best-selling supplements, from Ultra 12, the best vitamin B12, to so many other great products like Ultimate Turmeric Formula Bodies, Turbo Force, Brain Force. It's all 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And every bottle of Supernova Vitality is $50 off with a free bottle of Ultimate Female Force, that libido, stamina, and energy. Give it to your girlfriend.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
That's the headline story coming out of Fox News. Is Andrew McCabe himself, his counsel, apparently is the source leaking out that fact. That is already going to happen. What will he be indicted for? He'll be indicted for various crimes likely related to what was in the Inspector General Horowitz's report going back almost 2 years ago. Report that detailed the ways in which McCabe illicitly leaked to the media, lied to the Office of Inspector General, lied and misled other people within the FBI, likely obstructed justice and perverted the course of justice. It may include illicit activities involving illicit partisan activities on behalf of his wife, receiving money from Clinton-connected political PACs while Clinton was under investigation by purportedly Andrew McCabe, including the Clinton Foundation investigation and the Clinton email investigation, his complicit role in Spygate, his purported knowledge of Rosenstein's plan to illicitly wiretap the president inside the White House. All of those things can be fully disclosed. So you see McCabe's counsel today leaking this to the press that he's about to get indicted, which I can tell you in the past, prosecutors have interpreted as a message to his deep state co-conspirators to start deleting evidence, destroying evidence, voluntarily disappearing, maybe involuntarily disappearing those people who won't voluntarily disappear. That would be the nature of it. If this was a mob case or any other kind of case, that's how the prosecutors would interpret what he's doing. He's giving a heads up to all of his co-conspirators. I'm about to get nailed.
He's saying, run, burn everything.
Exactly. That's the message a lot of people would take out of this. So the why is, just ask yourself in any situation like this, why would McCabe's own counsel leak to the press?
Well, he started apologizing to Comey publicly 2 days ago.
Exactly.
I mean, this is just groveling.
Well, and if I was him, I would probably start apologizing to key deep state members because he had previously said if he goes down, everybody goes down.
Well, we're lucky to have you here with the coverage. You're going to continue on. We'll both be back for sure 6 to 11 tonight. And you're going to be honchoing. I already had this decision tonight. You're going to be running the debates because you're a great talk show host, a smart guy. You're perfect for this. And we're going to have everybody here. We're going to have Tom Papert. We're going to have Rob Duda. We're going to have Ellen Schroyer. We're going to have Will Johnson. We're going to have Millie Weaver. We're going to have Caitlin Bennett. And then I know you wanted to do this earlier and have some fun. The Alex Jones mask, you buy one for $9.95, you get four free. So we're selling you these at cost. We've ordered 50,000 of these to freak people out on Halloween and other times and spread the word in the third dimension. So buy one Alex Jones mask, get four free. The sale just went up today. We're going to sell all 50,000 of these at cost, ladies and gentlemen. This is about an information war. We're throwing free bumper stickers in there to trigger libtards in your area. They're trying to censor us out of the internet fake Silicon Division. We are doing it in the third dimension, InfoWarsStore.com, and a bunch of sales are going as well right now. Your purchases make the transmission all possible. And Bob's going to have some fun with this, but things are too serious. Thank you, Matt Bragan, for being here. I love your T-shirt, The Price of Freedom is Eternal Vigilance, Thomas Jefferson. You've been calling for this and pushing so hard. You look just as happy as I do. This is a big day so far. This means we've got a real president and a real war just kicked off. So Matt Bragan, enemiesforeigndomestic.com, thank you for being here.
Thank you. Well, you know, there's an old saying, when you move to kill the king, you better kill the king, because if you don't, the king's got a lot of tools, and he's going to track you down.
You better
he's
not miss.
He's going to take you out.
No,
you better not miss.
Well, you I mean, Andrew McCabe is the deep state equivalent of Jeffrey Epstein. That's how significant. He's the inside man to what Jeffrey Epstein was on the outside. He's the guy with all the intel, all the info. He's the biggest deep state indictment in more than 40 years since Mark Felt, who ran COVID.
Yeah, well, I mean, we can't say how big it is. That's what we're talking. But you just made another great point while you're here, man. Take over. We love you. We're going to go eat lunch and listen to you. God bless you. Folks, spread the word about this live feed. Spread the word about this live feed. History's happening right now, folks. Do it. Band-Aid video. Go ahead, my friend.
Yeah, this is The big shift, you know, visible. Icebergs are good for a couple of analogies. Obviously, most of an iceberg is invisible. what we and the in you know, just folks out here without inside sources, like, you know, classified sources, what we see is that like 10% of the iceberg. But the deep state players, they know much more of what's underneath the water. And so if McCabe is starting to panic, you know that it's bad. And all the rest of the deep state coup plotters, they're going to be in a panic also. And sometimes with an iceberg, sometimes they actually capsize, or you've seen them calving off of a glacier. You know, when that iceberg, it looks so solid, it looks like a big solid piece of that glacier, you know, like a cliff, like a wall. But when that acre of ice falls off into the fjord, it sends out big waves. And today we're seeing that one of those icebergs calve off. You know, that glacier's been moving so slowly. For 2 years I've been saying, when's somebody going to get arrested, indicted? You know, when is this? When are these coup plotters, when is the shoe going to be on the other foot? Well, I think that today, visibly, it's happening. You know, a couple of analogies in warfare, you can sometimes see an army just on the march, and it looks like it's unstoppable. But they reach the end of their limit. They go too far, where their logistical lines are too overextended. Their people are worn out. Maybe they don't have the right uniforms for the environment. I'm thinking of Civil War Lee at Gettysburg. You know, hey, they're in Pennsylvania. The South must be doing great. And within a year and a half, Richmond, it's all over. Or in the Second World War, the Nazis got to Stalingrad, and they're on their way to securing the Caspian oil fields. And that was their high water mark. And then the rest of the way is defense all the way back to Berlin, and Berlin being crushed, the Red Army just wiping them out all the way back. And I think this is the turning point, one of those days in history when we're going to see this as an actual turning point. And I can't wait to see MSDNC and CNN today, how they're going to spin this. You know, the great hero McCabe being slandered and besmirched by the evil Trumpian corrupt Justice Department. It's going to be a joke. It's going to be like the election night worth recording to savor over the coming weeks and months. And when I come back, I'm going to talk about another angle on this whole deep state coup that's also been ongoing this week, which is the Mike Flynn case. You know, this is like another battlefront. You know, while we're dealing with the Nazis in Europe, we got the Japanese in the Pacific. Well, this is another front in this deep state counterattack. The amazing lawyer Sidney Powell has been doing an unbelievable job in court trying to get this Brady material. That's the exculpatory material that should have been released, that wasn't, that the DOJ even till this day has been hiding. You know, even with Barr in charge, there are all these deep state moles so deeply embedded that it's just been almost impossible to drag anything out of the Department of Justice. But, you know, Mike Flynn, who went bankrupt in his first go-around with his old law firm, he should ask for a refund. And I believe Sidney Powell, this female attorney you've seen on TV, she's actually doing this pro bono. So Mike Flynn went to D.C. attorneys, and I'll bet they were actually not working on his behalf. You know, they were taking his money and letting the meter run, but were they actually working for General Flynn, or were they working for their, you know, future business partners and legal partners in the deep state? It really makes you wonder how deep this goes. But this is going to be a day to savor the final pivot, the counterattack. You know, when the Germans get pushed out of Stalingrad and it's back to Berlin, you know, this is going to be an epic sea change coming up. And we'll have it back more in a few minutes.
Banned.video is the answer to censorship. Banned.video is the answer for libertarians, conservatives, nationalists, pro-gun, pro-life, pro-human individuals to have their own platform where videos banned by YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter are still available. We've launched it, ladies and gentlemen. It's now live. Banned.video. Banned.video isn't just going to be a home for Alex Jones or David Knight or Owen Schroyer. Sawyer or Paul Watson band videos. We are building it to be a place where band memes are able to be posted and where a growing list of freedom-loving contributors are able to have a home free from being shut down, free from being censored, free from being silenced by big tech, the Chi-Coms, the Hollywood scum, and the globalists. Freedom of speech has a home. It's called band.video. America and the world is fighting back against tyranny at band.video.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. It's Matt Bracken. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Okay, when we left, we were talking about the panic in the deep state. And that's exactly, I think, what we're seeing now. McCabe is sending out the signals to his buddies. The only leverage he's got is to try to warn them. You know, in other words, please don't kill me. I don't feel like going canoeing on the Potomac or driving off a cliff. So forgive me. Now we've all got to cover our own butts as best we can. This is why for the past couple of months, supposedly people have been going back to the Inspector General Horowitz and amending their testimony. You know, this is because among the deep state plotters, you know, the rumors will be flying about who's singing like a canary. And you don't want to be holding the short stick because the conspirators all said, we won't say a word, or we'll all agree to tell this lie. But then you hear one of your co-conspirators has broken ranks, and they're talking to Durham or Horowitz. So they're scurrying back to Horowitz to say, you know, I had some further memories. I remembered the things a little bit differently. This is because they know that the axe is coming down. They know that it's going to happen. And there's no stopping it at this point. You know, something about corrupt people is that they think everybody is corrupt. You know, a thief thinks that everybody is a thief, that they just don't get caught. Like, you know, maybe they're a more careful, better thief. But thieves, liars think that everybody lies. You know, they don't think that they're uniquely sinful. They think that all politicians are corrupt. If you go and you explore this cast of characters, start with Comey and look at his relationship with Mueller, with McCabe, with Rosenstein, with former Attorney General Holder and Lynch, you'll see that all of these players have been, they went to law school, they went to work for the Democrats to enrich themselves and to further the power of the Democrat Party. And if you look at, it's really interesting to put on a timeline, you know, where was Mueller, where was Comey, where was Lynch, where was Holder? They take turns of working as U.S. attorneys where they can throw favors to corporations. They take corporate gigs as like senior legal counsel for like HSBC Bank, for Lockheed Martin. And then they do deals with their U.S. attorney pals. You know, they get contracts cleared or approved, or they get fines reduced to a slap on the wrist. This is how they have functioned. So this is a cast of entirely, you know, really evilly corrupt people. And finally, it looks like there is going to be some level of justice coming down. And we might not see the justice ourselves. You know, they might have a lot of security in some respects. You know, well, Epstein thought he was untouchable. Epstein thought, I've got so many blackmail tapes, they'll never touch me. He wound up dead under mysterious circumstances, to say the least. I think that the Rosensteins and the McCabes, they probably have in a form of a parachute, which is a dead man's switch. You know, if I'm taken out, I'm taking all of the rest of these guys out. Well, to our benefit, that can lead to a cascade, because all of these thumb drives and packages full of information are going to get leaked now furiously. Because if you look at some of the conspirators, if you look particularly at McCabe, Comey, and Rosenstein, they have some very serious contradictions in their testimony. There are cases where one or both of them have to be lying. You know, it's either 2 + 2 = 4 or not. And, you know, if you're caught on the wrong side of a provable lie, somebody is going to testify against somebody else, and you can go to jail for perjury. You can absolutely go to jail for perjury. And these guys, at their ages, and you know, with the power that they have accumulated, they do not want to see the inside of a jail cell. I don't think we're going to see any G. Gordon Liddy's out of this crowd. If you go back to Watergate, G. Gordon Liddy was the head of the Watergate plumbers that did the break-in, but he just wouldn't talk. He took it like a POW, you know, name, rank, and serial number. This crew is not going to go the G. Gordon Liddy route. They are all corrupt, evil, venal men. And, you know, with the exception perhaps of Comey, and the reason I say that, I think that Comey is not corrupt financially. Of course, he did do the, you know, gigs at like Lockheed Martin and HSBC, where you make $3 or $4 million in a year for approving corrupt deals or looking the other way for Uranium One deals, things like that. But I think he's a true believer. Until recently, his Twitter handle was Reinhold Niebuhr. And Reinhold Niebuhr is a 20th century quote-unquote theologian who preached, you know, that Jesus was the first Marxist, basically. So Comey's book is called A Higher Loyalty, meaning a higher loyalty than to the oath that I took to, you know, defend the Constitution, obey the law. His higher loyalty is to further the goal of globalism, socialism, and it, to me, they're just synonyms for communism. So I think Comey, out of this whole crew, he might fall on his sword. He'll just, take Twitter pictures of himself staring at it in the woods. But it's not going to help him, because in the end, the Strzoks and the Pages, they're not going to be willing to go to jail to protect their higher ups. The Carlins and the Bakers and the McCabes and the Rosensteins. All of these people have guilty knowledge on one another. They all do. And when they're all individually, put under oath and deposed, they're going to spill their guts. They're, because they don't know what other people have said. So their only defense is going to be completely let it out, let it spill. And everybody, the devil take the hindmost. Everybody is going to be out for self-preservation. And at the end of the day, I hope, maybe I'm just having a good day and I'm pretty naive, but I hope we see that some of these people see the inside of a prison cell. And I'm thinking at the very top, you've got the communist Brennan. How did he become the head of the CIA? I mean, it really bears studying all of these guys. I go back to Diana West's amazing book, The Red Thread. How did these guys wind up in charge of the seventh floor of the FBI? Every night Hannity says, 99% of the FBI, they're as pure as the driven snow. They're great patriots. It's just that somehow, that bad 1% wound up in charge of FBI headquarters. I don't believe it. I think that we're going to see a generational struggle now. So even though we've had a battlefield win today, and we might even win, part of a war if we root out this deep state coup and we see some of these guys thrown in prison, that's not going to end it, because, as I've been saying for quite a while now, college output is federal government input. If college is turning out Marxist social justice warriors, guess what? That's who's entering the FBI. That's who's going into the DOJ. That's how these corrupt Democrat operatives, like Holder or Lynch, all of these guys, that's how they've risen so fast and so far through the Department of Justice. The entire edifice is just worm-eaten, with, to me, I'll call them communists. They can say they're progressives with a higher loyalty. I call them communists. And even though we may have a battlefield victory here today, I don't think that it's over by a long shot, because for the next, 20, 30 years, the people that thought Brennan should be allowed into the CIA and then opened the doors for him all the way through to director of the CIA, they are still the same people that are selecting tomorrow's FBI agents and CIA case officers. Those are the people that are supposed to defend us, that actually they see a higher loyalty also. They don't believe that oath that we took to defend the Constitution. Their higher loyalty is to globalism. And it's going to be a long, long war before we...
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. And bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes. See Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350-350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350-350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350-350.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Alex Jones with Matt Bracken.
Hey, now obviously the McCabe news is dominating everything today, and it's very important. You know, it's the rock in the river that the river is bending around today. But it relates to a lot of other big picture items. And I think that what's happening now is that the deep state's timeline, their narrative time cycle, it's been very disrupted. So we're going to see some unexpected events that are going to come out of the blue, but maybe not so out of the blue. That because of this panic among the deep state, the key deep state players. Now, the plan was to pivot from Russian collusion, the hoax, which occupied mainstream media for 2.5 years. The plan was to just never mind that, you know, leave that, go away from that, and pivot to the new narrative that, you know, white man bad, orange man bad, you know, that the former American patriots now are the most dangerous terrorists in America and the world, you know, the dreaded white nationalists. You know, anybody who is of European heritage, who is a national patriot, is today a white nationalist. And we know what that means. It means that they've got a Nazi uniform hidden in their closet. So this was the long-term plan for the progressive deep state operatives, was to just, you know, like a magician misdirecting, never mind the Russian coup. We've now got an even bigger threat, you know, looming over the horizon, which is the rise of the, you know, the evil alt-right white nationalists. I saw a video today. It's on BitChute and YouTube. There's a videographer out named, who's a Brit in North England, named Iconoclast. And I put him easily at the top tier with Paul Joseph Watson and Black Pigeon Speaks. If you've never seen Iconoclast, I highly recommend him. Now, he was in a purge about 2 or 3 weeks ago. He was banned for a couple of days and then brought back. He has like 200,000 followers. His videos get seen millions of times. His video today is brilliant. You know, he's a European. He's English, and he's a patriot. So the way he is now referred to in the BBC and you know, the Guardian and other left-wing British rags is as an European white nationalist, you know, an extremist. And all he is an English patriot. I mean, so his video today starts out saying, what if you woke up and on TV all the NPC bots are saying the sky is green, the sky's always been green. And if you say no, it's blue, you're a skyist. You're like holding on to outdated, bigoted ideas. Anyway, the video is really terrific. It's called "The Mainstream Media Lies and Lies About Demography and Smears Me." You know that you can't even talk now about on YouTube about the Great Replacement. If you say "Great Replacement" on YouTube, automatically you're banned. So if you don't support mass third world, you know, immigration into this country, you're automatically next door to being a Nazi. Now, again, more good news, like the news on McCabe's coming indictment. The Supreme Court slapped down 7-2 this absurd notion that anybody from anywhere in the world can come through, you know, a dozen countries, buses, airplanes, show up at the American border and claim asylum. So that's definitely another battlefield victory, but it's nothing to gloat about because, you know, we're being swamped demographically. What happened in California over the last, you know, 20, 30 years is happening in states like North Carolina. Why is it even in play? Because of demography. You know, we've got an unbelievable explosion of third world immigrants into sanctuary cities and states where they're given driver's licenses, which are motor voter, and nobody checks to see if they're voting. This is what happened to California, and it's happening right across the country. So we've had a victory today with the asylum ruling, and I hope that Trump can push it. They're putting these asylum judges in tents right at the border and get right out. The solution to this is to throw the problem back to Mexico and say, they're not coming into our country, so you might want to deal with it at your southern border. Otherwise, you're going to have permanent refugee camps in northern Mexico. We're not letting them in. But because of the McCabe news today, this racial identity politics long-term narrative, this pivot from, you know, Trump is a Russian agent to now Trump is the arch racist. What's happened with McCabe is that a giant boulder, almost an asteroid, has landed in the pond, and they don't have time for a long pivot towards you know, red flag laws, banning guns. This is going to take too long. They need something to take the exposure of the deep state coup right off the front page. And my worry is that we're going to see some kind of terrorist attack. It seems to happen when they need it. Now, I'm not saying that one of these deep state coup plotters is going to, you know, pick up a telephone or his smartphone and then leave all these fingerprints to some Parallax View Corporation, where they're going to you know, set out on a patsy. I don't think that's how it works. I think that it's more like the way that insects communicate with pheromones, or jellyfish, you know, with vibrations in the water. They all can turn at the same time, even though they have no brains. And we're going to see somebody like the Odessa lunatic or the Parkland lunatic, somebody who is these deep state players are aware of. And I'm not saying at a high level, but when all of these pheromone signals, these panic signals go out, it's like kicking over a fire ant nest. You know, way in the bottom of the fire ant nest, they all come out, even if somebody just pokes a stick at the top. And that's all done by chemical pheromones. Well, in this form of communication, the panic signals are going to go out. We need a major distraction. So I wouldn't be surprised if we see something coming up in the next days to weeks to get the whole McCabe deep state coup indictment out of the news, something that's going to last a long time. And I'm just becoming aware now of something happening in New York on the 28th of September. I'm not making any predictions here, but they're promoting this on network TV big time. Just imagine if this was like a patriotic American rally. Hell no. It's called the Global Citizen Festival in New York, with big A-list acts going to be, you know, free tickets, free everything. Can you imagine what it costs to put this on and to promote it on, you know, globally, not nationally at least? They're going to give free tickets to this event, and it's basically going to be a commie fest, okay? It's going to be, you know, no borders, no walls, no USA at all. That's going to be the message. So you can bet that the Antifa pink hat, those guys are going to be there en masse. They are going to be there en masse. And what would be a better event for an alleged, you know, right-wing, you know, alt-right white nationalist to disrupt? Either something like that will be blamed on a group like the Proud Boys, you know, with fights down at ground level, or something much worse, like the Las Vegas event of 2 years ago. And something that is going to be blamed on the conservatives, the alt-right, the gun owners, the Second Amendment, and something that will sweep McCabe and the deep state coup comeuppance right off of the media. So I'm not making any prediction, but if I was if I was in the security business for the government, I'd be very concerned about this commie fest, global commie fest in New York on the 28th, because it would be the absolute perfect venue to blame on conservative quote unquote white nationalists. If something detonated or a shooting, riots, anything like that, you know it's going to be blamed on us. But they need something really big. They need something at least as big as Las Vegas or Parkland, but not just blamed on a lunatic. It's got to be the correct patsy. You know, the culprits have got to be conservative, white, right-wingers. We are the designated scapegoats, and they need desperately something to take the spotlight off of McCabe and the deep state coup plotters, and I think that we are going to be in the spotlight. So just keep your powder dry, because...
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.